Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Dort Podcast. It's the Dort Podcast.
Rich Keith.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the Hashtag Dort Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is RC Von DC.
Yeah.
He has promo code Ron Von Don. Ron Von D.
Ron Von D.
Promo code Ron Von D.
Yep.
All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm feeling great. Yep.
You look like you're kind of, what are you doing here? You got like a, you look a little bit like goo. You got like sort of longer hair and the mustache.
I've decided to cut my own hair, which is as you did, right? So that's shorter on the sides. It's longer on the top than I think it ever has been. And I do have a bit of a mustache. So I am slowly turning into goo, but
you're morphing into goo. You're mighty morphin power ranging into goo.
I did two news dumps. So I think that has something to do with it. But also, the choice to trim my beard short is a practical one. And it has to do with what the people call the new normal, Richard.
You cannot
have a big beard and wear a face mask.
Why not?
You can't.
Bushy beard?
No. Like,
people love a nice bushy beard.
It gets wicked sweaty and like my face started like breaking out. Like, you remember when you were a kid and you would wear like the football, we play football and the chin strap and like your whole chin would break out?
Sure.
That started happening again.
Because of your grizzly beard?
Yeah, it would like sweat. Like,
because didn't you want to go Jim the Anvil Neidhart on us?
I did. Yeah. I wanted to like, I love being able to pull on it, but like I'm in 2 weeks, I'm going to have to be wearing a mask all day.
Yeah.
So like, so
are they going back to school?
Yeah.
You're going back to school full time?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So I'm going to be wearing a mask all day. So like, I can't have a beard and a mask.
Do you have
but
any
I wanted
fun
to
masks?
Leave the mustache.
You have any fun masks? I was looking at my brother-in-law found a website that sells masks and they are all horror movie themed.
I've seen that.
They look like sick.
The Jason mask and like the
Jason, Hannibal Lecter, Freddy Krueger, Michael Myers, Pennywise, you name them, they got it.
So we're not allowed to wear anything with print, but we can wear solid color masks. But Bauer, the hockey company that makes the face shields.
Yeah,
I don't know if I put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
They made a face shield that has a thing for your hat.
How do you like that?
So I have that too.
So you can wear that. You can wear the shield instead.
Mm-hmm.
Rocking the shit out of that. I like that very much.
It actually doesn't stop the spread of disease. It just, you know, keeps people from sneezing in your face, which I'm all for.
So speaking of my brother-in-law and speaking of schools, this will be right up your alley. So this is more public schools, so a little bit different than what you're dealing with. But they've been trying to figure out how they're going to come back to school and like what they're going to do. Obviously, it's a hot topic.
It's a hot topic, man.
We're not going to spend a lot of time on it. But the reason I want to say it is this. They were trying to determine like how much they could use Zoom, because they're still not sure if they're doing like hybrid, full go virtual, full go in class, although that seems unlikely. So they were talking about how much Zoom can they use. And this was a meeting that had the superintendent of schools, the principal, some other like top end faculty, teachers, but also parents and students were all involved. So it was like a huge Zoom meeting.
Sure.
You're probably thinking to yourself, how safe is Zoom? Can you hack into Zoom? Ryan, the answer is yes.
Yep.
And somebody chose to do that. And the video that they put up on the screen was of an old man masturbating.
Just porno.
Cranking shaft. And the guy in charge of the Zoom. And I always laugh because I always think of the South Park episode of Chat Roulette where they're like, hey, it's just some friends that want to be friends. Nope, that's a guy jacking off. Guy jacking off. Oh, here's a friend. Nope, guy jacking off. And so that's what it was. And apparently it was like kind of loud and like it was aggressive.
It was aggressive.
Like he was exploring himself, apparently.
Southern backhand, just trying to get to know himself.
the guy running the Zoom couldn't click it off for some reason.
So I just had to sit there and let it happen to me.
So you had to let him finish, and then they were able to go on with it.
Well, did he come or what?
Jesus, Gil. There's some things you just don't ask.
Jesus Christ, Gil.
But like, he literally couldn't do it. And it was one of those things where the guy was sort of, at that point, he was a proponent of more Zooms. And then afterwards, they're like, maybe less Zoom. Do you think? He's like, yeah, less Zoom.
We experienced, because like everyone who joins Zoom gets like a personal Zoom ID, right? So the students are very quick. In high school, as you know, to like key in on these things, these kids are pretty smart.
They're smart and they're very tech savvy. I've noticed.
Pretty soon, some kids started making a spreadsheet of all this teacher's personal Zoom IDs. Mm-hmm. So every once in a while, you would get like 15 kids who weren't in your class show up to your class and start being like ding dongs, like in the Zoom, and
get like real ding dongs.
Be a real yeah ding dongs. Yeah. No porno, but like
okay, good.
But like some sound effects and some fart sounds. That
they're capable of it. Is the problem.
Oh my God. Yeah. Every time I think in like an education, as a teacher, I think where I'm successful, I think of what we would do.
Oh,
like anytime I give a test, I'm like, how would I cheat on this test?
We were at the precipice. I graduated high school in 02. You graduated in 01. Mm-hmm. So obviously there was internet. Obviously there was that stuff. But to the extreme that they have now. And me and Bessie are the reason why they had to change the St. Paul's email accounts.
Right.
Because of all you could create your own account.
Or you could
email all of the students at any moment. Mm-hmm. And we were responsible for that no longer being something that you could do at the school.
Right. And I tell kids all the time.
Scratching the surface of it.
Oh, yeah. And I tell kids all the time, I'm like, anything you can do to cheat on a test, I either did it or I made it up.
Right.
Like, there's not even so far as like take like, and the kids are like what? And I'm like, you take a black pencil case, you write on it in pencil. If you turn it into the light, you can see. But if you look straight at it, you can't see it. They're like, that's genius. I'm like, I know.
Yeah, I've done
it. I know it is.
Day one stuff.
Hand signaling. Remember hand signaling across the table?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Did it all the time. Multiple choice test, hand signaling.
I remember our stats teacher accused me and Bessie of cheating. And I was so upset about it. I was like, why would you think we were cheating? And she's like, well, it's multiple choice. And like two of the ones that you guys got wrong or whatever were both the same wrong answers.
Yeah, it's a multiple choice test. Was that the one who was like 20 and was hitting on me?
And I'm yes.
And true story, by the way. Yeah.
Ironically, you're a stats teacher, so you should know percentages. There's a good chance we're gonna get the same ones wrong, correct? But anyway.
I cheated in that class all the time.
Yeah.
Shouldn't say that now, but
no, come on.
She was legitimately
younger than you.
8 months older than me.
Did you?
Nuts. No, I didn't. No. I didn't.
She was like a foot taller than you.
She was.
So,
but
doesn't mean it can't happen, but it
probably could have. But I don't want to get into that right now. No. That school's been through enough issues. So, yeah, we don't want to get into that right now.
Yeah. Should we get to something else?
Let's do something else. Yeah.
All right. Let's do something else here.
This week in Dork.
Ryan, how about this news? Olivia Wilde is set to direct a Marvel movie, and all eyes, based on her tweet, she retweeted it with a spider emoji.
With a spider emoji.
Everybody believes it's going to be Spider-Woman.
Which makes sense.
Let me ask you this, though.
I've heard mixed reports, too, that I know she's for sure directing, but people are also saying she might star in it, too.
I doubt it. I bet she just directs.
She should.
She can do whatever she wants.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's going to be Spider-Woman. I think they're going to go even younger, would be my guess.
You're going to do a Gwen Stacy movie?
So, I was going to ask you. Spider-Man and Spider-Gwen, in some of the comics, are one and the same. But in others, isn't it somebody named Jessica Drew, I think it is? It's not all Gwen Stacy.
So, no, because they changed the name. So, it was Spider-Gwen was definitely Gwen Stacy. They then changed the name to Ghost Spider.
Okay.
And I think in different runs, it's a different person, but it's so Spider-Gwen is Gwen Stacy.
Right. But the debut of Spider-Woman was not Gwen Stacy at all. It was another woman.
Spider-Woman is something completely different.
Okay. Yep. So I wonder what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm. And there was a run of Spider-Girl that is May Parker, that is Peter Parker and Mary Jane's daughter.
Okay. Yeah. Either way, I think it'll be good. Now, the question is, it sounds like this is more of a Sony movie.
It's a Sony thing, yep.
And so is this going to be in the Venom Carnage universe?
Has to be, right? Loosely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Morbius, a little Morbius action too.
Morbius.
Forgot about Morbius. People are sleeping on Morbius.
Forgot about Morbius.
Yeah. And I'm hearing like, isn't Snipes like rumored to be like cameo as Blade with Morbius?
I don't know about that.
That'd
be cool. The original Blade 1, I believe, or was it Blade 1 or Blade 2, was going to have Morbius in the post-credits.
Yeah, remember it was like a DVD extra.
Yeah.
It was an alternate ending they shot. It was just in the DVD.
Man.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, but I don't know if they're going to get into all that. By the way, I think, unofficial tally, there's like 2,000 movies coming out in 2021.
So many. Like all they're the just movies. Really, everything that's been delayed and everything that was supposed to come out anyway, they're all just, it's going to be like it's a logjam.
Going to be a competitive Oscar season, am I right?
We're going to be at the movies every week.
Every week. Yeah. Speaking of, when are you ready to go to the movies? Because the movies are open this week. The New Mutants comes out this week.
Personally?
Yes.
First of the year.
You're ready to go back January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to skip the Rose Bowl, and you're going to go right to the movie theater.
That's where my mind right now is. Someone's, you know, Sean Gunn, James Gunn.
Yeah.
When are you going back to the movies? I said, not till 2021. I'm not this year.
So, Dalen Keefe, producer, John Anderson, said he's buying tickets to Tenet and is going like next week.
See, that's the other thing, too. Like, if I could go.
I want to see Tenet.
But, like, the only time I would go is at, like, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, I guess. when there's I know that there's not going to be, or I'll look at the seating and see how many people, you know what I mean?
Well, he told me he went to buy his ticket online and he thought it was going to be like checkerboard seating.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. He said there's just like a blob of seats. And he's like, what is this?
I would also, if I wanted to see Tenet bad enough, or if I heard, if it's like people, the reviews come out, it's like, it's the greatest thing you've ever seen ever. I'll buy two seats. Next to each other.
What about this? Fly to New Zealand. Hold on a second. Fly to New Zealand. Get your passport.
Mm-hmm.
Fly to New Zealand. They don't have coronavirus or snakes. You buy a ticket. One ticket. You go see Tenet on the big screen. You watch the movie. Get back on the plane, which has been idling at the airport. You fly back to the States.
I'm into that. Yeah.
Would you do that?
I don't know, because I'd want to walk the trail to Mordor.
Well.
If I were there.
I don't see why you couldn't.
Spend some time in New Zealand. Maybe catch an All Blacks game.
You'd go to an All Blacks game right now?
Why not?
That'd be the next thing you would do?
Yeah. Watch a good haka right in the beginning? Huh?
Ryan, let me ask you another question. Have you started watching Lovecraft Country on the HBO?
I have not. Okay. I want to, if I'm going to watch that, I think I want to watch it all at once. But if what the next sentence out of your mouth is a good one, I might start now.
I don't know how I feel. I would like to talk to you about it.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about it just yet. It's
okay.
Two episodes in. I believe it's 10 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. I was watching it with my wife. And after the first episode, now we have different likes. There's a lot of things I like. She doesn't, and vice versa.
And there's a lot of things that I like that she hates.
All
of those things she hates, yeah.
So she was in on the first, or no, I wouldn't say she was in. She watched the first episode and she was like, I'll give it a go next week.
Yep.
We watched it last night and she's like, I think I'm good here. And I'm like, fair. Like, it's not one of those ones I'm like, really? Like, you don't like it? Like, I kind of get why she doesn't like it, but I want somebody else who's into the horror and the sci-fi and all that kind of shit. And I'm interested if how much you would like it. So by no means, I think it's going to be like a standalone episode or anything like that, but I don't know.
We'll give it a whip. What else am I doing? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point, too.
What else am I doing?
That's a good point. Ryan, it's time for our next segment of the show, which is a new segment, but it's gaining a lot of steam right now.
Oh, people like this.
This is This Week in Horrible Rossi Takes.
Rossi has the worst takes in the world. He, of course, is on the Pop Culture Piledriver podcast alongside Billy D, our man Billy D, who does cartoons for us and logos and T-shirts and things like that. It started out as a wrestling podcast that is now all things pop culture, including wrestling. Always a million to choose from. They just did an episode ranking candy. So that alone, there's 1,000 things. By the way, we keep getting emails about how awful his takes are. And somebody, I did like a WrestleMania preview podcast with him like years ago.
Right.
and somebody was late to answering the Dork 200 questionnaire.
Yes.
They're like, worst podcast was your WrestleMania preview with Rossi. And I was like, I don't even remember doing that.
I remember it because you asked me if I watch, and I was like, I don't even watch wrestling anymore. I'm going to be useless on this.
So I went to him.
Yeah.
So thankfully, Rossi has a thick skin, and he can take it. Maybe the thickest skin.
Yeah.
You know?
At what point does Rossi start doing this on purpose, by the way?
I've questioned for years whether he has, but I think this is just who he is.
Yeah.
So if he starts trying to do like opposite, if he goes opposite George, he's just going to have a bunch of great takes that we all agree with.
Oh, yeah. If he ignores every instinct he has, he's going to be like,
good stuff, dude. Good takes. This one, again, because they ranked candy, you could probably pick some of his candy ones. But this was the best. So what they did was off the top of their podcast, they stole an idea from the Change My Mind pod of Nick Fryer and Wesley Sykes. Those guys started their podcast by asking the question, if you could be any animal, what animal would you be? It's a question as old as time. So, Ryan, I don't know if you've heard this. Have you heard it yet?
I have not heard it.
Okay, good. What animal? Again, there are a million animals? Billions. Roughly a million animals. Billions. You take every different species of
right.
It's like a million animals, give or take. You can be any animal you want. What animal did Rossi say he wanted to be?
I don't know, like an ant or something, like some like insect that lives for like a day.
No, he said an ostrich. An ostrich, which is a flightless bird with a tiny dumb head, and it's hunted by lions and cheetahs. Why the fuck would you want to be an ostrich?
Did he answer why would you want to be an ostrich? Did he answer that question?
He said they were like cool or something. I don't even know.
Not cool.
I was so flabbergasted. It's one of the worst creatures to be. They have a shit existence. They have to run from wild cats. Their whole life is running from cats. They have a stupid head. I also think that maybe he wants to be able to be an ostrich because they have these long necks and he can literally bury his own head up his asshole. That is one thing I'm thinking of.
They can wheel, though. They got wheels.
They can wheel, and they have a strong kick. But at the end of the day, an ostrich, wouldn't you rather be anything else?
I would anything else.
The first couple that pop to mind would be like a fucking dolphin. A dolphin's dope. I like the water. You swim. You're smart as fuck. You fuck for fun.
You boat. Yeah, you stink. Yeah, anything. Yeah.
All that shit. You, even like a dog. I look at my dog.
You're like...
This dude sleeps 20 hours a day. He gets fed great. He eats like eggs and shit, like leftover from my kid. Like he eats like a king, sleeps on the bed all day. No responsibility. None. He goes outside. He chases woodchucks. Like the guy lives the dream.
How about an indoor cat? Like I know people aren't cat. Listen to me. Listen to me.
Cat.
Exactly. Like people who own cats love cats, right?
Rossi's a cat guy.
Who?
Rossi is.
I'm more of a dog person, but I like cats, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
If I'm an indoor cat,
you are.
I am
because of the sun.
I am. It's been studied that like cats understand as much as dogs do. They recognize their name. They can do certain commands. They can learn to crap on a toilet. They just don't.
They can't flush
because fuck you. Like honestly, like they're assholes, and everyone accepts it. They're just like, all right, he's an asshole.
Dude, I hate cats.
A colleague of mine calls them snakes with fur.
They are.
That's probably why you don't like them.
Great way of talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe Jinxie flushed the toilet because of Jinxie.
He can't do it, Greg. literally anything. How about a bird that flies?
I think a sea otter. Oh, yeah. Well, I think a bird that flies. It might have been Fryer who said like a hawk. Yeah, good one.
Crow.
You fly around. You have a good fly around. You eat whatever you want. You sit in a nest. You look around. You fly.
You fly.
So then Rossi's like, yeah, that's a great one. Let me be a big, dumb, flightless bird.
Have you ever heard Kevin Hart's story about the ostrich running alongside the car? Oh, I'm picturing it right now. He's funny the way he tells, because he tells, but like he's basically on safari and ostrich started chasing the car and it was just staring at him the whole, there's running straight, but like staring at him in the car. Fucking hilarious story. Hilarious. But anyway.
I don't know. There's a lot of animals.
That's a stupid take.
Yeah, that's this week in horrible Rossi takes. So, all right, that's that. Let's get to your news here, Ryan. I said, let's.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, Ryan, what do you have, sir?
Not a lot, because I kind of want to keep this short, because the biggest video game news that we have this week is actually in the topic of the day, so I want to keep this short. So a lot of people have been really excited about there's a new Call of Duty Cold War that's coming out, and there's been trailers. But have you seen this, Richard? They actually had to change the trailer.
No.
Like, tell me if this is, speaking of good idea, bad idea.
Okay.
Would you put footage from the Tiananmen Square incident in a video game trailer?
I would not.
You would not, because that's a dumb thing to do.
Quick answer on that without putting a ton of thought into it would be no,
hey,
I would not.
Remember that time that student who was peacefully protesting got run over by a tank?
Put it in the game.
Put it in the game trailer, right?
Put it in the game trailer.
Not smart.
People will buy it up. They'll scoop this thing up.
Yeah, not smart. And then, you know, other than that, I mean, the Avengers game had their third round of beta testing going this weekend. It was actually much improved. The gameplay was much improved, so I was happy. Marvel's actually been really good about listening and getting feedback on betas. And then, so for instance, remember my biggest gripe was like the motion blur?
Yeah.
It was like all over, like you couldn't see. Yeah. There's now, you could turn that off. When you got hit, the camera would shake. Then combined with the motion blur, like it was kind of a mess. Now there's options to turn all those off. So that, I mean, that to me is the biggest thing. There's what they've said is there's not going to be a whole lot of like changes to the game itself, but maybe gameplay. They might tighten the screws on the controls and stuff like that. So
the game, you know, seems fine to me.
It seems fine, but then something happened this weekend that I'm like, maybe it's not fine.
Oh,
maybe it's not. And then we'll get into that.
I got you. I was looking at, I know Fall Guys made some changes to their games, which I like, including no longer can you get back-to-back team games, which is huge. We were bitching about that when we were bitching about that the other week. And they've also made some other kind of like glitchy type changes and things like that, and certain numbers to go on certain rounds. And so it seems like they know a shitload of people are playing it. So they're making some good changes.
They're making some good changes. And now they have like the capital to do it. Like this was just like supposed to be some throwaway game. And now they're like making billions of this could be the game that takes out Fortnite as like the biggest game.
I love this game. We got to play again.
It's so fun. We'll play tomorrow. And then we started playing PGA 2K21.
Yeah.
That came out this week. It's pretty hard. We started playing like right out of the shoot. Like I started playing on like the normal mode. I'm like, oh, I'm good at this. It was like an old Tiger Woods game, and everyone who were playing. So we have a league. We have like a whole like golf league that we have now.
Nice.
So everyone's like, we're playing on pro. And I think Mac, who's in the chat, I think the best Mac has shot is like +8.
It's tough, huh?
It's hard. Like it's super hard. Like I'm getting better. Like I just find myself like just going to the driving range for like an hour and just practicing.
it's like real golf.
No, it's like real golf. Like you have to find a swing you can replicate. Like it's super, super hard.
That's funny.
But we're going to be getting a golf league going soon. So if you wanted to get in on that, that may be something. But, and I did play more. I can't stop playing the Tony Hawk demo, the warehouse demo.
I can't wait.
It's so fun.
I'm at the point right now. I don't even know if I'm going to get the Avengers game. Is that crazy?
No, I'd wait.
Because I'm playing Fall Guys. I'm kind of itching to get back into Overwatch. If any of you guys want to play Overwatch again, I kind of want to get a few rips of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know I'm just going to play the shit out of Tony Hawk, and that comes out the same day as Avengers.
I think, honest to God, this might be a hot take, but if you're going to pick a game right now that you're going to play, I would say go with Tony Hawk. Because I
know I'm going to love it.
You could play one level for 2 minutes without any objectives, and it's way more fun. Like, it's not frustrating.
I was playing the beta of Avengers, and I'm like, I wish Davey was playing Fall Guys. I'd switch over.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a good sign.
But Tony Hawk, like, you could play for three hours and just lose it.
Oh, one other video game thing. I just tweeted out from at Dork Podcast, the Lord of the Rings Gollum trailer.
That was the last thing I was going to bring up. So it was like a little teaser for the Lord of the Rings game, which is you play as Gollum, as Smeagol.
Smeagol.
I don't know if there's a whole game there. I don't know.
Oh, you're going to find out, Ryan.
We're going to find out, right?
You're going to find out.
Yep.
Let me ask you something else. Are you ready for the topic du jour? Well, I'm glad you asked.
Oh, sorry, I was on my phone. Sorry.
DC Fandom, which
DC Fandom
may spell the end if it wasn't already had a nail in its coffin.
Mm-hmm.
We, Ryan, are known by many names.
A lot of names.
One of those names is the Bad Boys of Comic-Con.
Yep.
We may have to hang that up because there may no longer ever be Comic-Cons.
I don't think so.
Because, one, obviously the coronavirus has knocked them out for the year.
Yeah.
But two, I think these big franchise-like entities realize, why would we all go to San Diego or all go to New York or all go to Boston and share the headlines? We can hold our own event. So Disney's already kind of done this. Sony mm-hmm. has done this in the video game field. DC just did it over the weekend. We were like, hey, Xbox, to not great reviews, but they did it. Think about it. Everybody goes, or for that one, whether it's online or maybe they decide to actually hold a thing, but all the attention is just on your properties for the whole weekend. Everything DC was trending all weekend long. It's all anybody was talking about. And you sort of own the night. You own the couple of days. Mm-hmm. So why would they ever go to a Comic-Con where Marvel's also there again? I don't think they would.
And why would they want to, like you said, why would you split your audience? Like, why would you, if I know they do them on different days and I know they whatever, but like, why would you go to the same place that Marvel is? Why would you go to the same place that, you know, Image Comics, you know, or whoever is there? Like, why would you do that? Yeah. So to have a captive audience, right, for a whole day or day or two, you know, mm-hmm. like a whole day. And like, you knew the schedule, you knew what you were watching. Like, I was in and out. Like, I didn't really care for they played the Wonder Woman cast played like a murder mystery game. Like, I was like, this is kind of dumb. Like, I
love murder mysteries, Ryan.
You did.
Yeah, murder mysteries. No, I didn't see that though, but
yeah, I didn't see that. But, we got so much content, man.
We got and so this much. It was a great weekend. I'll be honest. It was awesome. It was great. And I went in, I was hopeful that it was going to be good. And obviously Marvel movies have been better than DC movies over the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt. I mean, I guess outside of the Nolan ones, or even before that. So yeah, the last 10 years, it's been dominated by Marvel. And not that we won't give DC a shot. Not that there's not really great DC properties, maybe even better characters, maybe even better stories. But we got a chance to see a whole bunch of stuff. I think they are going in the right direction for the most part. Let's start with video games because it's just
Let's do it.
We're going to kick flip right off of the Davies video game minute. Couple of games to talk about. First one. We knew there was going to be a new Batman game.
Yeah.
And, or is it Batman, as they are introducing Gotham Knights, where you are going to be able to play as Batgirl, Nightwing, Red Hood, and Robin.
Yep.
And in this world, there is no Batman, but I have a feeling you're going to see Batman eventually.
Batman will show up. Yeah.
Yes. Now, this is the one by WB Montreal. This is, mm-hmm. these are the guys that created Arkham Origins, which is the worst in the Batman Arkham series. Still a good game.
Still a good game.
But it's the worst one.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, playable Red Hood, sold. There's nothing more that I want than this.
Two-player co-op.
Yeah, who are you going to be?
I'm probably going to go with Nightwing.
Yeah, Nightwing's legit.
So we get a little Nightwing, Red Hood combo.
Well, Dick Grayson, Jason Todd action. Those are
it fits the dynamic because
it does.
You know, I'm the older one, constantly telling you to you know, let's rein it in a little bit.
Put your guns away. That kind of thing.
Yeah, and you're like, nope, I'm going blasted.
I'm killing these guys.
Yeah,
I'm killing.
If you've ever seen us play Red Dead, I'm like, all right, Rich, we got to go to this town and we got to figure out like where this lady's son is.
Red Hood's got different plans. All of a
sudden, he's just got two knives and he's just stabbing everybody, right? He's got different plans. I like this idea of like two player co-op too. I like, you know, it's kind of like a split screen thing. You can do it local or you could do it, you know, online. But it's also like
you can play the whole game solo.
Yes.
Or you can also play the game. It's almost like Sonic and Tails, like Sonic 2, where it's like you can play it just as Sonic, but if, hey, you got somebody there to play with you, like all of a sudden you're doing the story mode and then fucking Red Hood comes swooping in. He's like, let's go. And like, that's awesome.
Like, that's incredible. And like, so this is what I was talking about before. Like, I realized too, by the way, I'm in a little side thing. I say like way too much. I got to stop doing that. But
it happens.
It happens. Watching and playing Avengers and then seeing how quick and how clean and how awesome Gotham Knights looks.
Yeah.
I'm kind of more excited for that.
So am I. Now, it's a 2021 game, right?
Yes.
So
that's not that far.
I guess it's not, but I mean, you could get Avengers, play Avengers, beat Avengers by the time this game comes out, right, and the next one we're going to talk about.
And I believe this is one of those games that has the free upgrade to next gen. So if you buy it on PlayStation 4, it'll be free for PlayStation 5.
Because the next game we're talking about, I don't think is going to be a PlayStation 4 game.
It's not.
Okay. So it's not. But before we get to that one,
yeah,
this one also, all the Arkham games, if you've played any of them, they are so good at just layering all the DC stuff and all the properties and all the characters. So even if a character is not directly in the game, there's probably some sort of reference to them. So if you are a dork for DC stuff, if you enjoy the comics, these games do such an incredible job of everything. Like, just if you just are walking down the street, you look over and you're like, it's sort of like, I mean, the Spider-Man game did the same thing. Spider-Man did the same thing where there'd be random stuff about, like, you know, Foggy Nelson and or Nelson and Murdoch. They weren't in the game, but there's like a reference to them. And so they did a good job with that. These games do too. Again, I don't think it's going to be as good, I'll be honest, as the next game we're going to talk about. But I think because it's playable Red Hood, it has a chance to be one of my favorite games ever.
And one of the coolest things that the Arkham games do, and for me, it's a little thing, but it's awesome, is the cosmetics. Like, you can change, like, everybody's going to have 20 different outfits.
Yeah.
You know, so you can, and I know there are suit upgrades that you can upgrade throughout the game. So there's a long runway. And one of the things they really focused on that I was really excited about is Red Hood is your Red Hood.
Yeah.
Like, how you want to play it. Like, Nightwing is your Nightwing. So, like, it's not.
Yeah, you do your own thing.
And Avengers kind of was alluding to the same thing. Like, you're not locked into one. And they call it, I like how they put it. They said there's a long runway for every character.
Love it.
So throughout the game, you can develop the character any way you want, which I am very, very excited about.
I can't wait for this game. Now, the other game that they announced was Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, which is a game by Rocksteady. Mm-hmm. So they did Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, Arkham Knight. Admittedly, the better games. That's why I think overall this will be a better game. Now, I'm not saying you're gonna have more fun playing it, but when the ratings come out, this will be like a 10 out of 10. Gotham Knights will probably be like an 8 or a 9 out of 10. That's my guess. But this game is Harley Quinn, Killer Shark, Captain Boomerang, and Deadshot. Right? Yes. Is that my right? Those are the four guys. And the trailer that they had, which was awesome. Again, we tweeted all this shit out too, and we also posted it our once a year used blog. If you go to dorkpodcast.blogspot.com, it's just an easy place to put every one of these trailers, including this one, which they show, you know, the Suicide Squad, they're all like talking to each other, they're all messing around, and Superman shows up, obviously under the influence of something. Somebody's either brainwashed him or something's going on.
It's got to be Brainiac, right? Because I thought that skull, that ship in the beginning was Brainiac.
Oh, yeah, you might be right.
So I might, maybe.
And this is like, and this is in the same universe as the Arkham series.
Right.
So it's kind of confusing, but this has more to do with Arkham Knight than Gotham Knights does. I know.
Which is strange. It's strange. But it also takes place in Metropolis, so it's not in Gotham. So. Yeah. That helps.
It looks awesome. And so again, I had first dibs in Gotham Knights. I'm going to be Red Hood. You have first dibs in Suicide Squad. Who are you going to be in this?
Probably Boomerang.
I like the Boomerang.
The Boomerang teleporter. I do like that a lot.
I think Deadshot's going to be sick though.
So I leave Deadshot to you or King Shark with the two cleavers, and he's got the big like. I mean, I'm a big tank guy, but this
King Shark's gonna be pretty good.
Four player co-op.
Oh, so we have somebody for everybody.
So we have somebody for everybody, and if you play solo, which another thing that Rocksteady,
what am I doing that for?
Because you can switch on the fly.
I know, but what if we did a hashtag dork Mac and Goo Suicide Squad team up, and then we streamed it?
This game is coming out in 2022.
So oh, it is?
This
was 2021 also. It's 2022?
2022.
Are you sure?
Yeah. So
this is a PlayStation 5 only.
It's a net and Xbox
or whatever.
One X or whatever. Yeah, it's the next gen exclusive. Okay. So it's not going to be out in time to come out with this current generation. It'll only be the next generation.
But I'm excited for both games, though. I really am.
I'm super excited.
This game's gonna be ridiculous. The Rocksteady DC games are the best games I've like ever played. That and like Grand Theft Auto are my favorite games.
One of the things I noticed too, and I should have brought this up in the video game minute, but I'm gonna mention it now. Sony announced or confirmed that they have the rights to Sunset Overdrive, which is what an Insomniac game that was an Xbox exclusive. And this gave me a lot of like Sunset Overdrive vibes.
Okay.
Which is a good, very, very good thing. It's a good, it's a very good thing. If you never played Sunset Overdrive, if you have played Sunset Overdrive, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So I do have that sort of vibe from it. So
well, that's good to hear. I'm super excited
on that, man. Yeah.
Again, I think I'm more looking forward to playing as Red Hood, but my guess is Suicide Squad is going to be a better overall game. But they're both absolute must-haves. And you and I come at it from a different way when it comes to video games. You play way, way more. I'm very picky. I'm very picky with which games I choose. And these two are must-haves.
Must-have.
Like, must-gets. Can't wait. And I think the co-op's going to be a blast. All right, well, let's get to the movies, Ryan. There's a ton of movie news. Let's start right out of the chute with the thing that most people are talking about and maybe was the biggest takeaway from the weekend, and that was the first trailer for The Batman, which Matt Reeves said only 25 to 30% of the movie has even been filmed yet, and yet they were able to put together a trailer that made me cum my pants. I don't want to be crass. If anything, this is a podcast for all ages.
But I gotta tell you,
this is a podcast for all ages. And if I said I pissed my pants, I'd be lying. If I said I shit my pants, I'd be lying. If I said I cummed my pants, I'd be telling you the truth.
Now, we say this is a family podcast because that's how families happen. It's we're not sorry. It's science.
Ryan,
it's biology. That's how it happens.
I would love to scream my apology from a mountaintop, but I don't have a mountaintop. I have a podcast. But I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what happened there. But this was Puppet GIF City.
Oh,
this
so
was
good.
This was so good. And I read a few people online being like, and just another Batman movie. I'm like, what?
I don't think it is.
What? This is, and by the way, as of right now, this is not in the Joker universe. This is not in the DCEU. This is its own thing. We'll get to The Flash and how that could change maybe everything. But as of right now, this is its own thing. And I think that's fine. When you have a character that's this good, as long as you do him justice and make a Justice League, and you make a really good movie, I think it's fine. Right? The Nolan universe was not tied into anything else. And those are 2.5 of the best movies ever.
Yeah.
Two movies of the best ever. But Matt Reeves is so excited about this. I actually watched this panel. It was just Matt Reeves talking to Aisha Tyler. Mm-hmm. And Matt Reeves is such a dork that I love him. He is so passionate about this. He's great. Yeah.
And we were talking about how many times we were talking about in a with the shared Gooniverse. We were talking about how many times he used the word iteration.
Yes.
In that panel. It was a lot. It was excessive.
A decent amount of iteration. But he's so excited about it. I think Robert Pattinson has the absolute chance. In fact, I'm not going to hedge it. You know, you don't hedge anything.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to be the best Batman ever on screen. It sounds like a hot take because
it doesn't. It's
the Twilight guy. It's the vampire. No. He's way more than that. That's not what he is. He's a great actor. And I also think as much as I have liked Michael Keaton, Christian Bale, Ben Affleck, I think you can do better, and I think Robert Pattinson is going to do that.
And someone just said in the chat, too, and I think it's very important that people realize this. Like, it doesn't have to be a continuation of anything, because if you read Batman comic books, if you've read any of the graphic novels, and I was actually going to say this, so Nick, thank you for bringing it up. The story, like, The Long Halloween has nothing to do with Hush. It has nothing to do with Noel. It has nothing to do with Dark Knight Return. They're all self-contained.
It's year one. I think it is sort of like they use year one because there
you know what I mean. Like Frank Miller stuff has nothing to do with Scott Snyder stuff. Has nothing to do with, you know what I'm saying? Like it has the Greg Capullo stuff. It's all
For the most part. Yes, there are certain things that they have used, like certain things that they keep throughout, like his parents die. That isn't every single one.
But the story within the book is its own thing. like the Batman character. We all, and I hope they don't go through that whole shit again. I hope they just mention it, but don't walk me through it's the alley scene again.
It's not an origin story.
Yeah.
This is Batman year two.
Yes.
Which I think is important because year one was such a great comic, an incredible comic. But year two, I like because it's still early Batman. He's still going to make mistakes. Also, you're going to get the creation of some of the dress-up villains. And that's why yes. I enter in the Riddler and Penguin. And I think what they're doing here with Penguin, by the way, Colin Farrell looks crazy.
He looks exactly like Bill Belichick.
I think he looks like Richard Kind.
I tweeted it out. He looks exactly like Bill Belichick.
So, and it's also like, I know you didn't watch a lot of the TV show Gotham, but they did the same thing because it was a young Penguin and he didn't like people calling him Penguin at first. And it's like, he's Oswald Cobblepot. And my guess is in this movie, he's going to be Oswald Cobblepot because he's not that established yet.
Right. And then I think Paul Dano comes.
Paul Dano, I don't believe we even see in the trailer. No, there's one shot that's maybe, but I don't think it is.
And that's what, so that I was getting a lot of Hush vibes from that, except for the glasses. Except for the glasses and the, you know, the Riddler's in the movie. We know that, right?
Yeah. And but I think he's going to be good. Paul Dano's a good actor.
He's incredible. And I don't think ultimately that the Riddler is going to be the main villain in the story.
I think it's going to be, well, maybe not. Maybe there'll be somebody overarching, but I think Riddler's great as, you're right, not being the number one guy, but sort of swooping in and you're like, what the fuck, this guy with another letter here? What am I doing?
But I love this idea. And my thing with the motivation for the Riddler has always been like, he's not a murderer. He's not like a tough guy. He's just wants to be the smartest guy in the world. He wants to prove that he's smarter than Batman. Right. And I hope that, as weird as I know Paul Dano looks like he's going to take this character, that's probably the motivation. Probably. Like, that's it. Like, I just want to prove that I'm smarter than you.
I think it will. And I think it helps. Matt Reeves clearly loves Batman shit. Like, he's a huge fan. He also said that Robert Pattinson's a huge fan, which I had no idea whether he was or he wasn't. Mm-hmm. I will say, nitpick, I don't like the long hair. I'll probably learn to be fine with it. But I didn't like that. Like the hair in the face. I'm like, I know it's like a little bit different Batman, but I don't need that. My Bruce Wayne doesn't have his fucking hair in his face.
Unless he slicks it back. And then I like when he takes the helmet off and his hair is like all messy. Cause like you see him as like Bruce Wayne as this.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Very composed. You're right. Bruce and Batman Wayne, is very slick.
If he slicks it back, I'm okay with a good slick back.
But I like seeing this.
Slick black hair wigs.
They're not going to buy stuff. They're nice.
From your mob movie. What mob movie? It fucking sucked.
How many fake meatballs do we have for this movie?
We'll take a few of your meatballs. You gotta buy them in bulk or
there's no
quality on my end or no fucking deal.
No fucking deal. They're stanzos. They're nice.
They're nice. Well, some fake Tommy guns. So I loved it. I thought it was great. I thought the music to it. Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman is going to be awesome.
And I want to see what her character. I want to see that relationship between the two of them and how that's like.
But I'm guessing that's an early, early Catwoman. I mean, year two Batman. It's
got a goddamn ski mask on.
This is.
It was cool with the little points. It looked like ears.
This movie is going to rock. And this comes out. When does this come out? Let me tell you.
On 2021. Yeah.
2021. Actually, I don't have it written down here, but yeah, it's 2021. So this is the movie I'm most excited about.
Oh, how can you not be?
I know.
And I said, and you said the Nirvana song that they picked, "Something in the Way," is like that was perfect.
It's great.
That's a perfect trailer. I will say that movie trailer was one of the better I've seen.
Yeah, yeah, it was great. Mm-hmm. It was super exciting, and I'm excited.
We didn't even talk about. Like the fighting style, just Pattinson just going, just beating the shit.
I'll beat
shit
the out of, fuck bag out of that guy.
Like there's no finesse. He just beat the shit out of that guy.
No finesse. That guy's dead.
That guy's guy. Dead. He can't breathe out of his nose anymore. He's got no teeth. Yeah.
Andy Serkis's Alfred Pennyworth is going to be good too.
You heard his voice. And he's like nailed the voice. Yeah.
Now, what was the thing that you tweeted about the letter that?
Oh, came so in? Someone solved the riddle, and the way they did
it. What was the question again for people who missed it?
The question was, what does a liar do when he's dead?
Yes.
And the answer, spoiler alert: the answer is he lies still. The double meaning, like he lies still, and he lies still, right?
Love it.
But they took the cryptic, like the cryptid
encrypted message. Wendigo.
No. So like they did, and he's like, all right, so the sequence is like 1, 2, 3, 5, 4, 5. Like they did it all out, and the guy broke it down in a thread on how he solved it. And I'm like, there are times where, like, I have several degrees, and I think I'm smart. And then someone does something like that, and I'm like, I'm a dummy. I never would have figured that out.
Oh, no clue.
And I'm like, obviously, like, if I wanted to, like, Google the riddle, I could have figured it out. But, like, the guy broke it down on how he did it. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, well, I got to figure that out. Like, an encryption like that?
That was
pretty fucking cool.
Batman. Maybe it was Batman. Was it Batman? Like, his burner account on Twitter?
It might have been.
He's the world's greatest detective.
Yeah.
Ryan, we also got a trailer. And I'm going to do the trailers now because, again, the Batman's a separate thing. The rest of the movies are all technically in the DCEU.
Right.
And they all have release dates. And I'm going to go in order of when they're coming out. Wonder Woman 1984 comes out October 2nd of this year. And we got a good look at Cheetah, Kristen Wiig's Cheetah. Looks pretty good.
Looks pretty good. Kristen Wiig looks
great.
She'll pull it off. But people were drawing comparison to the Cats movie at the end when she was full Cheetah.
Not ideal.
That she looked like a character from the Cats movie.
Yeah, hopefully she doesn't. So how do they explain this? This is the one that everybody is hung up on. So it's 1984. Mm-hmm. Fine. Wonder Woman doesn't age. So she was fighting in, what was the first movie? World War One?
Or was it World War One?
One.
World War One, yeah.
All right. So Steve Trevor is alive now in 1984.
Yeah.
How are they going to pull that off?
Well, so there's that guy Pedro Pascal plays that I forget the name of the character.
Oberyn Martell.
Right. Right. The
Mandalorian.
Viper. Yeah. He says something in the trailer like, you know, it's the future. Like, you can have whatever you want. So my guess is there's some sort of, like, science cloning, like, splicing with animals kind of thing that he's working with some.
I like it.
Because there's something that Chris Pine says about, like, it's like a day hasn't passed. So, like, maybe they somehow he brings them back from the dead.
Okay.
He starts out as a good guy and then has more malicious intent, and that's how Kristen Wiig gets to be an apex predator, as I think they say in the thing.
This movie is already supposed to be out by now. Unfortunately, it wasn't.
Yes.
So this will be the first one, though, October 2nd. Again, we'll see.
What
the theaters look like. I want to see it, obviously, but I think it'll be good. I think it'll be probably not as good as the first one, but I bet it'll be solid.
I guess.
Yeah. The Suicide Squad comes out August 6th of 2021, and they revealed the cast.
Oh my god!
Which is ongoing. They just keep announcing names every single day,
and not this like movie, shit bums, like actual.
A ton of big name actors, but what I love here is, if you are a DC fan, if you like comic books and you like obscure characters, this is the year for you. Between this,
Black Adam,
which we're going to get to, other properties, every fucking character is going to be on the screen now, and it's incredible.
And they are the team, the Suicide Squad team that they've assembled
is insane,
batshit. Like it's,
I have the list.
And my favorite thing, what James Gunn said, that like he said, Idris Elba's in the movie, and John Cena's in the movie, and he's like, he was tweeting back and forth with John Cena. And he's like, what's great? He's like, nobody has guessed who you are in this movie.
No.
Like, nobody knows. And then they did it, and I'm like, who the fuck is that?
There was the first Suicide Squad movie, and then there's, like, the original Suicide Squad comics, and people were, like, comparing the two, and they're going through their notes, and they're like, all right, so these are the characters they used for this. Here's the old comic book, the original Suicide Squad when it debuted years and years ago. Then there's the current one on Rebirth, and like, all right, who's in it? And you're trying to, like, put it together. And these are names, and I tell you, I am a comic book fan. I've read many a comic book. So have you. I don't know most of these characters.
I would say half of them. I had no idea who they were.
Oh, by the way, today on the Dale and Keefe show, we talked to Lawrence Guy, Patriots defensive tackle.
Yes.
He is a big dork as well. And I asked him about the Batman trailer and like just DC fandom. He said the movie he's most excited for, The Suicide Squad.
He says James Gunn
won't do you wrong. This is the movie I am pumped for this, whereas before I was like, okay, like I want to like the Suicide Squad, but the last one was a letdown. Why is this going to be better? So here's the cast quickly. Viola Davis back as Amanda Waller.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Kinnaman back as Rick Flag. Michael Rooker playing Savant.
Which is like...
Michael Rooker's great.
I know, but that's just your batshit character. Yep. Keep going.
Lula Berg as Javelin. Margot Robbie back as Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
Good, like that. And, oh, by the way, in the red and black, she looks great.
Looks great in the red and black.
She doesn't look like she did in Birds of Prey. She doesn't look like she did in the first Suicide Squad. They changed her look.
Yeah.
David Dasmalchian, who you would recognize. What is it?
Dasmalchian.
As Polka Dot Man.
Which, like, how the hell are you going to put Polka Dot Man in a movie?
He's in there. Like,
how?
How about Daniela Melchior as Ratcatcher 2?
I know. Electric Boogaloo.
Idris Elba as Bloodsport. It's not exactly a major Frank Dukes, character.
Not a major character, no. But
Nathan Fillion as TDK. I don't know what that is. What is that?
I don't know.
But Nathan Fillion? Jai Courtney back as Captain Boomerang.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Davidson as Blackguard.
You excited for that?
No. I bet it'll be better than I think, though. Sean Gunn is going to put the mocap on and be Weasel.
Which is great.
Maylene Nigg as Mongol. Peter Capaldi as Thinker. Alice Braga as Sol Soria. John Cena as Peacemaker, which, as he said in the behind the scenes, and we tweeted out, all there's a behind the scenes and there's a roll call at Dork Podcast. He says basically it's Captain America, but like a shitty, like you're an asshole. Like a shitty Peacemaker or a shitty
By the Captain way, America. The TDK played by Nathan Fillion is, who is rumored. That? It is rumored to stand for the detachable kid. Is it because you can't, if you look at his thing, his arms aren't attached to his body, so he could like detach his arms.
It's gonna be awesome.
Like, what the fuck?
Other characters in it are Tyla, General Mateo Suarez, and Amelia Harcourt. Also, they announced that Taika Waititi is in the movie, but they haven't said playing who. It's insane.
So I'm reading this right now. I binged it. So okay. TDK could be a take on Arm Fall Off Boy, who has shown up in DC Comics, and his power is he can detach his arm and hit people with it.
How many of these characters die in the movie?
I was going to ask you the same thing. How many, like, remember they had Slipknot and he was dead? They introduced him just to kill him. Like, how many people, they're going to be, half of them are going to be dead in 20 minutes.
They'll kill half of them.
Yeah.
They'll kill half of them. It's a crazy cast, though. And so I'm still a little confused. I believe it is the same universe because, again, they have three or four of the same actors playing the same characters.
I was going to ask, that's the one thing that doesn't make sense to me. Like, you have Boomerang. You have, is Waititi going to be King Shark? Did they say who Shark was?
No.
They said he was in it. That might be Taika Waititi, which would be awesome.
Which would be hilarious.
Which would be awesome.
So maybe it will be. So yeah, so Rick Flag, Amanda Waller, Harley Quinn, Captain Boomerang. Oh, so by the way, because what happened was, and that's why I know it's the same universe. It has to be because they were going to originally have Idris Elba play Deadshot. But then I think James Gunn was like, no, let's leave Deadshot. We're not going to use Deadshot just in case Will Smith wants to come back later on, which I thought was kind of crazy.
That is crazy. Okay, so I'm watching the Suicide Squad cast reveal again. They showed King Shark, but they didn't say who was playing him. So that has to be Taika Waititi.
Gotta be, which will be great.
Which would be awesome.
It'll have kind of like Korg vibes, you know?
Yeah, it'll have like that
big ass character, but like super funny.
Because if you looked at the Suicide Squad game, he had like the Maori tattoos, and everything. So like he's an islander, like Taika Waititi. So
this
like,
movie's gonna be good.
It's gonna be batshit.
They described it as like a 1970s style war movie, but like with comedy. And it's James Gunn who did Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
I don't think he will give you a bad movie. It's gonna. But I'm just curious. Like they kind of effed themselves with so many of like this is all the same universe, but it's like what are we doing here?
Right.
So I bet Harley Quinn makes like a couple of comments referencing the first movie.
And like a Deadpool kind of thing?
Yes. Yeah. And then that's it. And then they just kind of go on. That's my guess.
Mac just said it's the fucking mystery, man.
It is. Who's the shoveler?
Where's the waffler?
The waffler is great. but I'm excited. Dude, I'm
excited, man. Excited this for movie, this. This movie is going to be ridiculous.
It looks nuts. Black Adam comes out December 22nd, 2021. The one thing, now I didn't watch the whole panel, but I could probably, you could probably find it somewhere. Apparently The Rock is so excited about this and he's like really trying to put it over. Now he's a wrestler, he can do that.
Yeah.
But he's so excited. He's saying like DC's going to like get on track with this. And he's like, he's so fired up for it. He's been like waiting his whole life for this, because let's be honest, this is a guy who needs to be in a comic book movie. He needs to be given a character. Think about how many goddamn characters are being portrayed right now on movies or TV. And this is a guy who's kind of like a real life superhero with the shit that he does.
Probably the closest thing to it.
Probably.
Right? Yeah.
And finally he gets a character and it seems like he's going to embrace it and he's all about it. And this movie, like the little teaser that they showed was cool. And they're going to introduce the Justice Society of America, which is cool. So again, if you're a fan of obscure Marvel characters, some of them aren't even that obscure, like, or I'm sorry, DC characters. Yeah. Like Hawkman has been around forever.
Right.
But Hawkman, Dr. Fate, Atom Smasher, and Cyclone are all going to be in the Black Adam movie.
Right. And there's rumors, too, that Cavill's going to show up in this, too.
Oh, Superman? And I bet Shazam does, too, at some point.
And it's because it's got to be, like, Adam causes such a big disturb that they have to call in the big guns to stop him,
because he's already talking shit about him and Henry Cavill or whatever. So either they're going to set it up for another movie. So yeah, at some point Black Adam, who again is, I mean, I get, he's kind of on that line. Like, would you call him a good guy?
Black Adam?
Yeah.
Anti-hero?
Yeah. Like Deadpool ish.
A little bit. He a kills little bit people. More sinister. He does. Yeah, absolutely.
He kills people for sure. Like Punisher maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a little bit worse than Punisher.
I think so, because
Punisher's clearly a good guy. He's just willing to kill people.
But I don't think Punisher would kill. I mean, there are those runs where he actually kills superheroes, but I don't think he would do it.
No,
Black Adam would do it.
Yeah. So I think Shazam or Superman is going to have to be involved there at some point. But I'm excited for this one. And then again, Justice Society of America, why not bring them in? So that movie also comes out next year. The Flash, Ryan, comes out June 3rd, 2022. We already talked about this a little bit because we had heard about Michael Keaton being involved. Ben Affleck's going to be in it, although I don't expect him to be in it very long. But this is going to sort of kick off the DC multiverse universe.
Yes.
A little confusing, but the reality is if they do Flashpoint or if they do anything like Flashpoint, they can open up the idea that there are so many other Earths and like multiverses, and then you can eventually tie everything in. And so what they did, I don't know how many people saw this, but the CW shows like Green Arrow, The Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, Black Lightning, Supergirl, they might even have more at this point. They do crossover events.
Yes.
And one of the last crossover events was like all these like multiverses, right? And at one point, Ezra Miller's Flash came in contact with Grant Gustin's Flash. And what they're saying is, in the movies to this point, like the Justice League movies, they haven't mentioned, he hasn't referred to himself as the Flash. But then in that conversation with Grant Gustin on TV, he is now going to call himself the Flash.
Because he said, oh, that's what that guy calls him. That's funny. What's also cool about this, too, if you saw the concept art, you look and it's the Flash, you see him front and center, but the Batman behind him is actually Keaton. Like, if you look, that image they had of the concept art?
Pretty cool.
With his new suit. If you look behind him, it's Keaton. It's not Ben Affleck.
So this is a way to sort of, if they do this right, it's obviously like your Days of Future Past, but maybe even a little bit better. And you can keep everything that you like and then get rid of all the stuff you don't like.
And I think we can't be the only ones who were pissed that Marvel had every opportunity to bring the TV shows into the fold and didn't.
Mm-hmm.
DC might have looked at that and been like, we can do that.
Like, these shows have been on for a long time. There's a pretty good following for them.
Right.
And so
we can do that. Yeah. We can have all of these people show up in a movie.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't do that?
I don't know if they're going to do this or not. And like, he's dead now and the show's over. But like, Stephen Amell was a great Green Arrow. And they have not had Green Arrow in the real movies yet. And so if you wanted to bring him in, they also have Martian Manhunter. They already have a good Supergirl. I don't know. They have a Constantine. They have
several Supermen.
Yeah, they have Supermen for sure. Yeah. Shazam 2 comes out November 4th, 2022. And the name of the movie is going to be The Fury of the Gods. Fury right of the on. Gods.
Right on.
Aquaman 2 comes out December 16th, 2022, which is kind of crazy.
And so, James Wan was saying that it's a much more serious movie now.
It comes out a month after Shazam 2. That seems kind of nuts.
That is kind of nuts.
So The Flash, Shazam 2, and Aquaman 2 are all going to be out within 6 months. And apparently Ocean Master is back, which I find odd because they really hyped up Black Manta. The whole Aquaman 1, they kind of shoehorned Black Manta just to sort of be like, hey, he's going to be the villain in the second one. But now it seems like Ocean Master's back.
Maybe he's on their side now. Who knows? Maybe we've beaten him onto our side.
Ryan, let me ask you something.
Sure.
Are you excited for the hashtag Snyder Cut?
No.
I stumped you. You're not. Okay.
Am I excited? No. Am I going to watch it? Are we going to do a solo pod on it?
Of course.
Absolutely, we are.
And so the news is the Snyder Cut is going to be 4 hours long, but rather than just putting that out there, it's going to be 4 one-hour episodes on HBO Max.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, I'm like, all right, how much of that is going to be from the 2 hour and like 5 minute or however long Justice League was? Like, how much new stuff is there? So they released the trailer. People do seem to be pretty excited about it, but I'm just wondering, like, and there's going to be Darkseid. It seems like there's going to be less Steppenwolf. He's going to look a little bit different, but like Justice League was the definition of fine. Justice League to me was, all right, another question for you. Better movie, Avengers Age of Ultron or Justice League?
Ultron.
Yeah, I think it's close though.
It's close.
They're both,
it's
like whatevers.
They're whatevers. They're a C plus B minus, both of them.
You're like, you didn't waste your money, you didn't waste your time, but I don't need to go back and see it.
Nope.
Now Zack Snyder's like, I want to, like, this is going to be more adult. So basically, what are you going to just do? Justice, take the jokes out? I would be more, and I know people are like, they're pissed because there are a lot of people, and we got a whole bunch of people that tweeted us at Dork Podcast that they're super excited for, they can't wait for, this was their favorite thing from it. And that's great. And I hope that it's really good. But I really didn't like Batman v Superman. I was not a fan of Man of Steel.
No. Yeah.
So I don't know why I'd be so jazzed up about this movie.
I'm guessing there's a lot more Superman in this Snyder Cut than there was in Justice League.
And we did see him in the black outfit. We saw him in that.
Yes.
So that could be cool.
So that could be cool.
Listen, I'll give it a chance.
We're absolutely going to watch it. And I will go on record and say, I hope it's awesome. I really do. But am I excited about it? Not really.
I'm not anti Zack Snyder, even though sometimes I feel like some of his responses on Twitter are kind of like corny or like lame,
like, but chill.
I liked the Dawn of the Dead remake a ton. I liked it a lot.
I love 300.
300 was good. I liked Watchmen.
I did not care for Sucker Punch.
I wanted to like Sucker Punch.
Everyone wanted to like Sucker Punch, and then you're like, I just got really uncomfortable.
Sucker Punch sucked. It was bad. It was a bad movie.
It was a bad movie.
And I hated Batman v Superman. I hated it.
I didn't like that. I thought Man of Steel was pretty good.
Okay.
A little too dark for Superman, but you know, I wish he kept Zod around.
So my biggest complaint about the Snyder Cut, and I understand that he's doing a whole, they gave him a ton of money to do a bunch of, like, I don't even want to call it reshoots. It's going to be more like CGI type shit.
Yeah. Because they're not even using special effects money. Yeah.
So they already filmed the stuff that they need the characters to do. Mm-hmm. And then you're right, they're going to go in there and do all that stuff on top of it. It's not coming out until 2021. Sucks. That's when every other movie in the world is coming out.
And you brought up a good point. Like, everyone's home. Put it out now.
If this came out this month or even next month, I think you'd get a lot of good buzz about it.
You would.
I think people would be pretty fired up about it.
You would.
But you're not. Yeah, he also said, Michael in the chat saying, there's going to be a lot more Cyborg in this.
Yeah, like, I mean, he just kind of seemed like he was just shoehorned in there. And I remember watching the trailer. So I watched the Snyder Cut trailer and watching him playing football. And I remember seeing that in the original trailer, and it didn't make the movie.
Oh, yeah. So throw that in there.
So put that in there. I mean, I didn't. And that's the thing why I would give the edge to Ultron, because there were so many characters in Justice League. As it stands now, I didn't give a shit about that character. I didn't care about Cyborg. I didn't care about Superman. And that there was one cool Superman part in that entire movie.
Right.
And that's when Flash is running around and he sees like Superman like turn and look at him.
Yeah. That was
like
cool.
That was the coolest part. Yeah. Like for me. But
Flash was good. I thought Ezra Miller was good in that.
He was. But I thought Affleck was good. But even like Wonder Woman was like
better in her own movie. Yeah.
And Aquaman, the villain sucks. Momoa was kind of a goof. Like he was just kind of like a dummy that whole movie, you know? Yeah. So yeah, and Steppenwolf sucks. That's a terrible villain.
Terrible villain.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? I think that's all the movie news or all the movie trailers, right?
Yeah.
I believe. Some quick thoughts on TV and comics. There wasn't a ton of comics, but TV real quick. For those of you watching Titans, season 3 apparently is going to have Red Hood. I guess they've already had Jason Todd, but he's now going to be Red Hood. So I probably need to watch. Barbara Gordon and Scarecrow. So that's cool.
Is this all? This is all going to be on HBO Max?
So hopefully? I don't know if Titans is on HBO Max yet.
Should be. If it was, I'd watch it.
So you know what I need to watch is the Harley Quinn TV show. That is on HBO Max, and I've never watched it.
I watched the first episode.
Liked it, and Fryer liked it, so I got to watch that. Mm-hmm. The Flash season 7 on the CW had a trailer, and apparently what happened with them is because of COVID, their season finale got kind of thrown out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of the trailer for season 7 is actually what was going to be kind of the finale type of thing.
Is this their last season?
I don't know. I know Arrow is
Arrow's done.
I stopped watching the Flash. Flash was really good, but they had too many throwaway episodes because the problem is the CW is like, hey, we're doing 23-hour-long episodes. That's too much TV.
That's too much, man.
It's too much. So they had too many throwaway episodes, but it was good for a while, but I stopped watching. Gotham City PD is going to be a show coming to HBO Max. Matt Reeves is going to be like an executive producer or producer or whatever on this. This is going to be interesting. This is going to be about Batman Year One.
And it's Terrence, I forget the guy who wrote Boardwalk Empire.
Winter?
Terrence Winter. So it's him and Matt Reeves, which, so.
That could be cool.
Centered, they mentioned it's centered around a prolific Gotham City cop who was a bad cop who then has a, so I'm guessing it's Harvey Bullock.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or it could be.
Flask? No, Flat. What the fuck's his name? There's another one. Yeah.
Mendoza. No. What's her name?
Flack.
Rosie Perez. No. Who's the
Rosie Perez?
Who did she play in Harley Quinn? Mendoza?
Montoya?
Montoya. Yeah.
No, I don't know about that. Maybe. And then the Pennyworth show, I've never seen.
Never seen it. You
can't watch everything. It's on like Epix or something, I think.
Yeah, it's on a channel that I don't have.
But the they're saying that Lucius Fox is going to be introduced in season 2. So you have that. Speaking of, the one comic book news I got, I was talking to Fryer about this. It sounds like there's going to be a limited series run where Luke Fox, who is Lucius Fox,
son of Lucius Fox,
is going to be Batman.
Great.
For a run. So you get that. Ryan, anything else, whether it be movies, TV, video games, comic books from DC fandom? First of all, I would say huge success, and I bet we see more DC fandoms.
Yeah, I bet we see more DC fandoms. I'm sure Marvel's going to do its own thing at some point. And they're going to take what DC did and do the best parts of it and whatever. But I thought it was a great way to showcase kind of... Because remember when Marvel did, it was like D23 or something like that. They just... Yeah. They showed you just like the scope and sequence of like what's coming out, right? To do that, but to also like individually talk to the people making the movie... was great. I thought that was a great way to do it. Like, I would love to hear more about some of the Marvel movies that are coming out that we've heard they're being released, but we don't know. So, I'm looking for. I want them to do this. And there's another fandom coming up next month, right?
Yeah, I think they said they're doing something.
Yeah.
But I thought it was pretty cool, and I thought it was an easy thing to do because you can just like record some of this shit and then be like, all right, here's the trailer. It's basically like introducing trailers. So like. I know some of it was live, but it really doesn't even need to be.
No.
And then I think it's easy enough to do it.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, and let's get the next part of the program here.
Pick of the bomb.
All right, would you like to kick, receive, defer, or defend a goal?
I will kick.
I will receive. We normally do picks of the pod that are somewhat new shit, right? Like a new comic book or a new game or a new TV show or a new movie that we're reading, watching, whatever. I'm going to go with an old one. I was just thinking about it the other day. Haven't seen it in a while. It's on Hulu right now. Running Scared, the movie. I don't think enough people have seen Running Scared. The one with Paul Walker, pick of the pod.
The one with Paul Walker?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did like that movie. I thought it was the Billy Crystal, Gregory Hines joint, which I appreciate. It was a buddy cop movie from the 80s.
No.
All right.
No, this one, because you know me, I've seen this for vigilantes.
Yep.
This movie's awesome. It's a 2006 action thriller. It's fantastic.
It's balls to the wall.
It's made for somebody like me. Budget $15 million. Box office $9.7 million.
And it's a runtime of like an hour and 20 minutes.
2 hours long.
Is it 2 hours long? I feel like that was longer. It wasn't.
It's two hours long. And it is great. Let me see what is Rotten Tomatoes? Rotten Tomatoes got it at like 41%. Exactly. But if you like movies the way I like movies, you are going to like Running Scared.
You are going to love Running Scared.
You will. You're gonna like it, Ryan. All right, what do you have?
Since we're going with older movies, there was a movie that's on Netflix right now that I watched a while ago. And the movie's just a good movie. The movie's called Safety Not Guaranteed. It has Mark Duplass. It has Aubrey Plaza, Jake Johnson. And it's a movie about, so there was a Craigslist ad that came out, and I'll try to find.
Yes.
So it was.
Was it for massages, like a nice back massage? No.
It was kind of like a urban legend.
You got my interest.
And this guy,
Rebecca Gayhart, was the killer.
So this is what the ad said.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to. This is the right one.
Do you have to?
It's basically like this guy says he has a functioning time machine, but he needs a partner, and he's going back in time. You need to bring your own weapons, and your safety's not guaranteed. So, like, they work for a magazine, so they go and try to find this guy, and the guy's played by Mark Duplass, and
he's pretty good.
Aubrey Plaza is great in it. She's perfect, like perfectly. Everyone's perfectly cast.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a quirky, like comedy movie. It's great. If you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix right now. Definitely watch it. I recommend it. And I would like your wife to watch it and tell me what she thinks, because she might actually like it.
She won't. I won't tell her that you liked it, and then maybe
don't tell her. Just tell her like someone mentioned it. You know,
somebody maybe was talking about this. Oh, we had another email that came in. Did you see the one where, speaking of Mark Duplass, they were talking about doing an episode? Actually, it was kind of a funny email, because he was like, I've emailed you guys a couple of times, usually just when I'm drunk and I recommend topics. I'm glad you haven't done any of them, because they're terrible ideas. But he said one of the ideas is actually kind of a good one. He's like, actors or actresses who have been in horror movies and comedies.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about like Ron Livingston and like, you know, Paul Rudd. And like,
how about people who have been funny in horror movies, like Bruce Campbell?
Funny horror movie guys.
Oh, here's the ad, by the way.
Let's
wanted play somebody to go back in time with me. This is not a joke. P.O. Box 322, Oakview, California, 93022. You'll get paid after we get back. Must bring your own weapons. Safety not guaranteed. I've only done this once before. Would you answer that?
Yeah, dude, I have a sword.
Yeah, bring your own sword.
Wait, listen, you don't need ammo for this.
And there's a great line that Aubrey Plaza says. She's like, he's like, have you ever faced certain death? And she goes, if it was so certain, I wouldn't be here right now.
Touche. Like,
that's a good line.
That's a good line.
Yep.
That's right. You can rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dork Podcast. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/DorkPodcast, where we stream our episodes on Monday nights. You can also follow Davey and subscribe to his Twitch channel, twitch.tv/ArvonD.
And I completely forgot too. I forgot to mention, obviously, because you know we do this. Go to Wild Bill Soda. Use the promo code Ron Von D.
Yes.
They have all sorts of new flavors now: hot sauces, barbecue sauces, anything you want. Get some gear. Ron Von D.
The ginger ale is available, right?
Ginger ale is available, as is grape soda, as is sarsaparilla and birch beer now.
Mmm.
That'd be a good sarsaparilla, you know?
Sarsaparilla. What do you think their best seller is? Got to be just the root beer, I would guess.
I think it's got to be the root beer. I think it's got to be root beer or cream soda.
I like the Blazing Black Cherry myself.
Everyone loves the Black Cherry. Yeah. Everyone loves it. So make sure you check them out.
It's a really nice treat. And we are also part of the hashtag Dork Shared Gooniverse. Type that into Facebook. Join the Facebook group if you're still on Facebook.
One time?
if you're 75 years old and you listen to this and you happen to enjoy Facebook and different memes that you see.
Yeah, if you're out there and talking about QAnon and all that stuff and being very political like everyone in my family, check out the Mac and
Cush. Yeah, it's a good time. I'm sure it's a great time. So get on there. Yeah, so it's the Change My Mind pod. It's Mac and Goo, and it is our friends Rossi and Billy D from the Pop Culture Pile Driver, some of the worst takes in the business. Anything else, Ryan, you want to share? Any other questions, comments, concerns?
I would love to tell you about the wombat and how they have square buttholes.
So what does that produce?
I think it produced cubed poops. You ever seen a cube poop?
I have not, well, once, but I was really sick.
It was really... It never happened again. I'm not sure what that was.
All right.